All right, welcome to another episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. And today on the show, we are taking a look at Sylvester Stallone's Rambo Last Blood. Let me tell you right up front. So first of all, my buddy David Micor joined me for this one. He is like the biggest Rambo fan, biggest Stallone fan. And so it was always set in stone that he was going to be the co-host for this episode. So I'm really glad to finally have him on the show. He's a filmmaker who I've worked with a bunch of times over the years. So we had a really fun conversation. But about that conversation, I want to say just up front, this episode, while we do get into a few puzzle pieces, it is very loose. The movie really didn't warrant the full-on puzzle piece conversation that we normally have on this show. We just kind of went in just to talk about the movie and talk about Stallone and talk about what went wrong with this possibly final entry in the Rambo series. I mean, it should be, but then again, who knows? With Stallone, anything's possible. There may be more. But we will get into that as we get into the conversation about Rambo Last Blood. For now, I do want to remind you to make sure you are subscribed to Piecing It Together on your podcast app of choice, and follow us on social media at Piecing Pod, and join our Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces, where we have all kinds of conversations about all these movies. And a friend of the show, Joe Black, just posted a incredibly long, like it has to be at least 1,000 words, I'm thinking, dissertation on why this movie actually was great. So that would be a fun thing for you to read if you did enjoy this movie. So yeah, go join our Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces group. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast, and let's get into this conversation on Rambo Last Blood. All right, so today on the show, we're talking about a movie that was a little bit of a letdown, but we're going to get into that in a minute. With a super fan of this series, we are talking to my buddy David Micor. David, how's it going, man?
Hi, hello, how are you? Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on your show, finally.
Was there any other choice but David?
There really isn't when it comes to Rambo. When it comes to anything Stallone, there isn't, but especially Rambo.
Well, like
if you did a Creed 2 episode and I wasn't on it, then that's a terrible, terrible mistake.
We did a Creed 2 episode. You weren't on it, but
that's awful.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say, but you know, if you want, we can go back and we could do like a follow up second Creed 2 episode and get you on it.
No, it's okay. No, I mean,
no,
it's okay.
We missed the chance.
There might be a Creed 3, but I don't think Sly is going to be in it. But I think he is going to do another Rocky.
After this movie, I'm convinced after this movie, he's basically going to just do everything over and over and over and over again until he absolutely can't do them anymore. But we'll get into that a little bit later as we're continuing to talk about this movie. Since it's your first time on the show, why don't you tell people a little about who you are?
Hi, hello, hi, thank you. My name is David Micor. I'm a writer director. I've worked with Dave Rosen here many times in the short film world. He scored a few shorts of mine, a few little comedy sketches here and there. And I'm amped to be getting going on the Last October with you here shortly.
Hell yeah. I'm excited, as always, to continue talking to you when it's not recording about all the projects we're going to work on in the future.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
right now, Rambo Last Blood. So tell me before we start really talking about what did go down in the movie, based off trailers, were you in on this? Like, did you think it looked like it was gonna be good, or were you already like, I don't know?
I was so excited. I was so excited from the very first trailer I saw. The trailers made this thing look awesome. It made it look like a very real Rambo movie. I at one point I stopped watching because Sly was going nuts, like posting Instagram stuff, and he was showing a little too much. But man, according to the trailers and everything, this thing looked legit. I not for a second was I thinking, oh my God, it's going to be the absolute disaster mess that it turned out to be. Mm. But oh my gosh, am I just, I'm very like heartbroken, just to be honest. I'm very sad.
I take it you liked the last one, which I did. I know most critics already were done with, well, they were probably done after the first one. I haven't gone back and looked at reviews of the time of the second and third, but it seemed like most critics hated the last one. Did you like it?
I loved it.
Okay, I did too.
Now, yeah. Are you talking about Rambo 4?
Is that what they called it? I thought it was,
well,
just
it was
called...
Rambo. It was just called, okay. Rambo. But that,
yeah, just
that
Rambo
was an absolute treat. That came out 20 years after Rambo 3. That was an 88 to 2008 jump.
Yeah.
And so when that came out, I was like a kid on Christmas morning. I mean, I was just like, oh my God, I was so giddy. And after watching them all back again recently, before the new one came out, I was like, you know, I'm not that much of a fan of four. Rambo's barely in it. It's like the exact same plot as three. It's like, oh, come with us. No. Okay, we're all going to get captured. Okay, now I'll go. Oh, the rebels are here to help me. Oh, wow. It's like the exact same unfolding of three. And so I was like, eh, whatever. But after watching Last Blood, I like look now at Rambo 4 as like a masterpiece compared to Last Blood, because Last Blood is just such trash.
It really is, man. It's
so, it's so sad. It's a very bizarre movie. It's very weird. It's not a Rambo movie at all. It's not.
Well, okay, we're going to start getting into this. For the listeners, I just want you guys to all know we talked about this a little bit ahead of time. This is going to be a very loose episode. I only have a few puzzle pieces. I know Dave might only have like one or two. I mean, we're going to mainly be talking about how disappointing this movie is.
Are we allowed to talk about spoilers? Are we allowed to talk about anything in the movie?
Absolutely. We expect people to have seen it, and this is going to be a deep dive. I like to think of this show as like back in the day on the IMDb message boards, but with a little bit less racism. I like to think of, like, you know, just digging into the movie and really, really trying to pick it apart and look for connections and things like that, and just have some fun with it and continue the conversation that you would normally have after watching a movie. But then we're probably going to forget about this one pretty quickly after today. But
well, I mean, listen, it's not, I've seen it twice. Okay. It's after my first viewing. Yes, I was like just so distraught. But after watching it again, I could appreciate moments here and there. I could appreciate moments. But yeah, it's still very sad. It's just sad.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, to that point, I would say, you know, the thing that we all kind of came for, all the killing at the end, the last 20 minutes, there's a few fun kills in there and like some good like gore, but
yeah, there's a lot of great impalements. I appreciate like that pipe through the wall into the dude's head, and then he goes down and, you know, takes care of that guy's leg, and then bam, right in the face and all that. But I mean, like, it's a little bit overkill though, and ridiculous. Like, okay, like people falling through a trap door and being impaled on a bunch of spikes is fine. But then why does Rambo need to like spray them with bullets while they're already dead?
I was wondering about that, because I haven't seen the old ones in like forever. I mean, is that a normal thing for the series, is to kill already dead people?
No.
Okay.
One time in Rambo 3, he wraps a cord around a dude's neck, kicks him into a hole in the ground. He goes flying and you know, takes a pin out of a grenade. So he goes flying down the hole, snaps his neck, then explodes. But that's not really the same thing. I mean,
sure,
it's just, you know, that was great, actually. I don't think I've seen any other series of movies more than I've seen the Rambos. I mean, the Rambos for me are like my most like prized series, only because like it meant so much to me watching them growing up. I mean, I was raised with like three older brothers, you know, so like Rocky and Rambo were just like they practically raised me as well. Sure. And so like, I know Rambo's inside and out. Okay. And this new movie is so bizarre. Like if you're like, okay, if you're not like a Rambo fan and you are like a young kid just, and you think the trailer looks cool and you want to like go see like this, like action movie, then I bet you're going to love it. I bet you're going to like it a lot. But I mean, if you like know Rambo at all, then like, what the fuck was this?
Yeah. I'd have to agree with that as much as I don't totally remember as well. And I mean, you just, aside from loving these movies and growing up with them and everything, you just went and saw that, that marathon of mm-hmm. all the movies. So, I mean, these mm-hmm. must be like super fresh for you.
Oh my God. Yeah. Not only did I go to a marathon that lasted 8.5 hours long at the Alamo Drafthouse, which was amazing, by the way, it was a once in a lifetime opportunity. I couldn't wait to go. But I also watched all four Rambo movies within the last week leading up to the new one. Okay.
That's kind of crazy.
So they're super fresh.
Okay. So, I mean, we're kind of, it's funny. We're starting at the end of the movie and then kind of working our way back, but at what point, and then we'll start getting into some puzzle pieces after this, but at what point while the story is unfolding, were you just okay. like, oh, this okay. is not, this isn't okay. Rambo.
Okay. Starts off, you got your Rambo music in there. It starts off with your Jerry Goldsmith classic Rambo tunes with him on a horse. And I am like bonering out in the theater. Okay. I'm like, oh my God. Yes. We haven't seen Rambo on a horse since Rambo 3. And so I'm like, ooh, this is cool. You know, and like, I knew he wasn't going to have the long hair. Okay. From the trailers. And that kind of irked me a little bit, but fine, whatever. Then he's like going into his tunnels and he's like fixing lights and stuff. And he's starting to have like these like Vietnam flashbacks. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is fucking badass. I'm liking this, you know, like let's give Rambo some PTSD. You know what I mean? Let's make him like an actual like vet. This is good. This is right. like being realistic, you know? And he's like taking meds and shit. Like I'm loving everything. And I stuck in there for about 40 minutes, until, his niece like dies in the car. I hung in there until about then. I liked him getting his ass beat. I thought that was cool. We had never seen Rambo get that injured before. Like he's always been injured. He's always been injured in the line of war and he's got to stitch himself up or, you know, treat a wound or whatever, but he's never gotten his ass beat like that. I loved that. That was cool. Sorry, I'm like way all over the place.
That's all good. This episode's going to be all over the place. I love it.
Yeah. But, but like, I don't know, dude, like he's driving back with her and like, no. Well, yeah, no, it was even when he went in to go get her, actually, when he went in to go get her with that hammer, that was way too easy and way too ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, like he's going in like, Jesus, I don't know, dude. And then she just like dies and he just like feels her pulse and he like doesn't even like try to do anything. He doesn't like try to resuscitate her or do anything. Like that whole thing was weird.
Yeah, it like I said, I haven't seen the other ones in a long time, but it didn't seem like anything Rambo that I remember. It just seemed like, and you know, we'll get into this with some puzzle pieces, but I mean, it seemed like any, you know, I don't know, Liam Neeson or Mel yes. Gibson or just
it was your standard run of the mill cheese dick B action movie revenge yeah. flick. Starring Liam Neeson, but Liam Neeson is busy. So, hey, let's just make the character Rambo and yeah. we'll throw in a few lines of dialogue to like make him Rambo. And that's about it. Dude, if I was a new kid coming into this movie, I would not even know who Rambo is.
Right.
They never give him like a background. They never do like a background check. Those like Mexican like sex traffickers never find out who he is. All they do is look at his driver's license. They're like, who's this guy? And like, that's it. Like,
that's actually a really good point.
Yeah. They never have that conversation. Like, oh man, this guy's a Green Beret, badass, Congressional Medal of Honor, like countless enemy kills, Purple Hearts, Silver Stars, blah, blah, blah. You never have that, like, you know, that like realization moment. These guys just think they're going up against some old dude.
Right, right.
You know, and like also, like, dude, give me some throwbacks, okay? You could at least, like, you could at least satisfy, like, the diehard fans by giving some, like, Colonel Troutman stuff. Like, give me a picture of Troutman, like, or, like, have him, like, talk to Troutman's picture about, like, you know, like, about how he wants to, like, quit going into war or battle, but he just can't or something. I don't know. Uh-huh. Give me fucking something. There's nothing. There's none of that. And then, oh, wait, after he gets his ass beat, and then the journalist is like, the guy's like, oh, he's going to be very sensitive to light and like loud noises. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Plus, he had that flashback in the beginning when he was in the tunnels. And now he's going to, it's going to be even worse PTSD because he just got his head rocked. Dude, then nothing happens. Nothing happened.
That whole character was completely pointless. Anything that happened with her was completely pointless.
Like, dude, how great would it be if at least Rambo is like going up against these guys, but he's like constantly has this inner battle within himself too, like with explosions going off. He like, you know, is having all these flashbacks and stuff. Like, that's like, that would be amazing. That would give him like a weakness and like a vulnerability that like, you know, that like he needs, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. Make him more human.
Oh man. I don't understand. I mean, I was looking at the director did Get the Gringo. That's basically all he did. I'm not sure who wrote it.
I never saw that.
Yeah, it was, it was all right. I mean, obviously Stallone had a part in the screenplay, but other people as well. But yeah, I mean, I just don't know what angle they were trying to come at this from, other than just like leftover bits and pieces from other action movies. It just kind of seems like,
I know, it seems very forced for no reason whatsoever. Like, if I was Stallone and I'm like 74, 75 years old, whatever the hell he is, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna do another Rambo movie, well, it better be like amazing, you know? Yeah. Like, I wouldn't just do like any random, like, oh, my adopted niece went to Mexico. Like, what about that whole scene with her dad? Like, that was gold. Like, he's like, I never wanted you. And then your mom died and left me with you. Like, leave. I was like, what the hell is this?
That reminded me of like, I don't know, like a student film or something.
Totally, like, dude. So, I mean, what about how bad it looked when she was driving?
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, some of my student films from film school, like 10 years ago, look better than that. And then also like, okay, so she's like, bye. Okay. And he's like, see ya. And then she like drives away. And then you have like another scene of her like contemplating and turning around. Like, shouldn't she have already had in her mind that she was going to Mexico when she said bye and then made a beeline for the border? Like, you don't need an extra scene of her like behind the wheel being like, ooh, let me turn around and go to the border now. Like, come on.
You know, speaking of that, and then I actually want to get into a puzzle piece here that I have, but there's a scene where that girl's grandma is getting ready to leave and Rambo's walking her to her car, and they show every second of the walk to the car, opening the door, but there's like no emotion involved whatsoever.
They had to fill a lot of time with this thing. It's a very short movie. And like, okay, those end credits too, like that was probably the best part of the movie, is showing amazing all those like slow-mo clips from all the movies.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
That was great.
This is so all over the place. It's so funny because this movie deserves it. Because going into that end credit scene, I mean, I was actually kind of applauding in my seat. I was like, this is hilarious.
Well,
to end
the
movie
funny
this
thing
way.
Is like, okay, so how can like Stallone think like, oh, like, okay, he loves to do that because he did that with the first Creed. They showed a bunch of black and white stills of all the, oh, they did that with Rocky V too. What's with Stallone and part fives being terrible? Rocky V is the worst of that series too.
Right. Right.
Sorry. I'm way all over the place now. but it's funny that like, You would think, like, after putting in all those stills and flashbacks of all the Rambos, that they would be like, wow, you would think they would realize during editing that this absolutely does not fit with any of those clips whatsoever.
Absolutely. And it also, as long as we're talking about that, the voiceover leading up to it had nothing to do with the plot of the movie or anything that he had just gone through.
Oh my God. It's so ridiculous. And I have it here word for word. I have it here word for word. It's unbelievable.
Are you going to read it?
Yeah. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah. Just read the whole fucking thing.
I lived in a world of death. I tried to come home, but I never really arrived. All right, that's fine. I'm cool with that. A part of my mind and soul got lost along the way. Now I feel like Sly is just talking about himself, because obviously a part of his mind and soul got lost along the way if he's going to churn out this piece of shit Rambo movie. And then he says, but my heart was still here, where I was born, where I would defend till the end, the only family I've ever known, the only home I've ever known. All the ones that I've loved are now ghosts, but I will fight to keep their memories alive forever. Okay, that is the most nonsensical rant. I don't even know what the hell that means. It's like, first of all, the only family you've ever known, like,
well, I don't even know who these people are, quite frankly.
No one knows who they are and how they even know each other. That's never even explained. Apparently,
they're roommates. Like.
Apparently, there's a big scene that was taken out where he like saves them in a flash flood or something. But I mean, that's taken out. And if you don't know that, I mean, you should have some sort of explanation. And he's like, all the ones I've loved are now ghosts. Well, what about the grandma that took off? She's not a ghost. Don't you love her?
He doesn't remember her, dude.
He should have. I'm sorry, but like, Stallone is such a narcissist. He can't even kill off Rambo. Like, dude, if this is the last one and he's a warrior, just kill him off. And then at least I would have like some substance. I would have like that, like when he's in the rocking chair at the end and he's just like slowly rocking and the sun is in the background. I was thinking like, oh, maybe like the chair will slowly stop rocking and like his hand will like go limp or something. Then like, at least you got something,
right?
Something where you're like, oh man, Rambo died. That's crazy. You know, like, come on, dude, you have him get on a horse and take off. And also, it's funny, during the ending, when all these like clips are coming up of all the Rambo movies, that it freeze frames on a clip from Rambo 3, and it says Rambo Last Blood on a freeze frame from 3. Like, who cut this? Shouldn't they like time it so like Rambo Last Blood comes on the very last frame of him on the horse in present time?
Oh my God.
It's unbelievable. I can't wait to see Sly again and talk to him about this. I've talked to Sly many times over the years. And we've shared many great conversations. It's almost my fault that this movie was made, because I kind of begged him to do another one. And he didn't want to, but so it might be my fault.
Well, speaking of which, I'm going to, for my first puzzle piece, we're going to squeeze a few puzzle pieces into this conversation. And for my first one, and this one's kind of a theoretical piece, kind of, so to speak. I want to talk about why this movie was made. So partially it could be you, but also partially I think the success of Creed and Creed 2. I think that they just felt like, holy shit, we need to get his other properties. We need to get some kind of movie made, a new one of his other things. And it doesn't matter if we've got a story or not. Of course, with those movies, they did have a story, especially with the first Creed.
Yeah, the first Creed is really, really fantastic.
Oh yeah, incredible. And the second one was good. I mean, I didn't love it, but it was definitely good.
It was a little subpar, but it was great seeing like Drago back and them having their thing. And Stallone did a great job in that. You know, like seeing him like know his role and like take on that old Mickey trainer role as an old Rocky is so heartwarming and beautiful. It's really, I love it so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I do think to continue on with the Creed idea, I think it also, you know, continues his idea that he's never going to die in any movie, that, you know, any of these movies of old man Stallone, he's just going to keep his characters going and going. Apparently
he should have killed Rambo off. I mean, yeah. And that's coming from a diehard Rambo fan, because listen, Rocky, you don't want to see Rocky die. Rocky's like your dad, you know, sure. Like you don't want to see him die. Like, but like Rambo's a true warrior, dude. In every single Rambo movie, there's a reference to him saying like, if I have to die, I'll die. Or Troutman says like, if that means he has to die, he'll die. No regrets. No, you know, no, nothing, you know, that's just how he is. That's how he's built. You know what I mean? Like in Rambo 3, when he's going in to get Troutman, they're like, you're going to go in alone, then you'll die. And he's like, then I'll die. You know, like Rambo is all about like sacrificing himself, you know, for the good of the cause, you know what I mean? Sure. And so like, if you're going to like go out with like a Rambo last blood, then, you know, just kill off Rambo. Like, dude, the girl should have never died in the car. You should have gotten her back to your compound. You should have had her in one of the rooms, like on IVs or whatever. And then you're like fending off everyone as they're trying to get to her room. You know what I mean? And like,
right.
And like in the process, you drill that guy, and then, you know, he can slowly like die, but he saved her. And
it's a different kind of cliche, but at least it fits more within the, you know, the character and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
totally.
Well, do you have a puzzle piece that you want to throw out there?
Maybe because I just watched it recently, but I just kept thinking of that Liam Neeson movie, Cold Pursuit, where he's like a snowplow driver.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that thing?
I did. Yeah, I did.
So bad. It was so bad.
It was pretty bad. It kind of grew on me after the fact. When I first saw it, I thought it was pretty terrible, and it kind of grew on me afterwards as I started thinking about just kind of how ridiculous it is.
Yeah.
In the rear view, but yeah, it wasn't very good.
This reminded me of any standard run-of-the-mill Liam Neeson movie, to be honest.
Sure. Yeah,
it has all of the elements of that, you know. And of course Home Alone.
Yeah, absolutely. Home Alone is a definite puzzle piece for this movie. I mean, that whole ending, I mean, it's kind of insane that that's the setup they chose for, you know, let's finally make a new Rambo movie. And
I know,
let's
like, what
let's
were they thinking? Like, dude, okay, go back to like, you know how Force Awakens was like a carbon copy of like A New Hope?
Sure.
And it was like, you know, and everyone's like, oh, it's like the exact same movie as A New Hope. Now I look back at Force Awakens and I'm like, oh man, well maybe you were onto something, because if you would have taken Rambo Last Blood and made it like a carbon copy of First Blood, and have like Rambo comes home, he's back on U.S. soil, he gets entangled with some like law enforcement stuff, but it's like totally a misunderstanding, and he's like on the run, and like everyone's against him, and it's like this like social commentary about like war vets or whatever. Like, if and I don't care if it would have been like a rehash of First Blood, at least that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
right? Yeah, at least you're giving the hardcore fans like yourself, you know, exactly what they want.
Yeah, like, dude, he didn't even put on a bandana. He didn't even put on a headband. Like, what the hell? Right. What the hell are you thinking? Like, that's like, it's like making a Batman movie, but like, oh, we're just gonna have Bruce Wayne go out and just fight everyone in his suit, you know? Like,
he could have at least had it like hanging off his rear view or something.
Yeah, you know? Or like, you I was know? Thinking like when the niece dies, like rip off a piece of her clothing or something and like wrap it around his arm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, give me something, dude.
Oh man, that sucks. Well, I had mentioned this to you before we started recording, but the 2018 Halloween.
Yes, apparently
Rambo has just been sitting around building bunkers and creating a house that he can hide from, you know, the awful world in. And that's, you know, what she was doing in Halloween all this time,
yeah.
Apparently.
Right. Except, yeah. Like, why did he build those tunnels?
It is never explained. I mean, he just has a thing for tunnels. And then I love when his way of connecting with the young girl who lives in the house, who he's not related to, is right. Have your friends come check out my tunnels.
Like, right. Yeah. Like, okay. And then also like all of her friends like come over and like, and then like she goes like missing and like, I don't know, none of those friends are ever referenced again or they never pop up. Like, who the hell even were those kids?
I don't know, but they love Cardi B or whatever that music was, blasting through the caves.
Oh my God, dude. It was just so weird. The whole thing was just so weird.
So bad. I have a couple more. Do you have any others? Any other references? Any other movies this reminded you of?
Death Wish.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I kind of wonder, you know, Stallone wanted to remake Death Wish and then Bruce Willis ended up remaking it. And so I wonder if this had a play in that where he just really wanted to make like a badass, like revenge movie.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, along those lines, I mean, that's definitely a good one. I was going to bring up Mel Gibson's Bloodfather. Uh-huh. You know, a lot of those kind of movies. Also for the unfortunate reason of Mexicans bad, old white guy good, which seems to be, I certainly don't think that's Stallone necessarily, but that is where the script seems to be coming from.
Right.
Which, is, I mean, it's kind of, I was laughing like really hard in the theater. Like the second we're in Mexico, everyone is awful. Like everyone, right. Everything is, right. is scary and horrible.
And right? How come he never, like, nothing ever happens to that chick who sold her out? Like,
oh, I know.
He never does anything to her. She's the reason why she ended up, like, you know, being in that horrible, awful mess was because of her.
Yeah.
And, like, he did nothing. He just got her to point out some dude in a club and that's it. Wow, she got off lucky.
She sure did get off lucky.
That's
I mean,
stupid.
I
and like, oh, all like the shots of the bracelet, all the close-up shots, I was like, dude, like, is this amateur hour? Like, what is going on? But I did like when he busted out the knife and like slammed it into the table in front of her. Like, I liked that.
Oh yeah, that was good. You know what else I really liked was when he's, I forget if it was when he has the girl in the car or if it was the other time he's heading back from Mexico, but that he just like hangs a right and goes through a fence and he's in America.
Yeah. For no reason whatsoever.
That's just like, how it works.
Yeah. That was, that was hilarious too.
Oh my God, Rambo. So
yeah.
Funny.
Jeez, man. Like, you know, it would have been cool if Rambo just, was a little bit more human in this, you know, like, okay, he busts out his bow and arrow and like, he hits like all four of those cards, like bullseye style, like on his first go around, it's like, it's like, you know, give me like a couple misses or something, you know, I don't
right,
know, like
right.
have him like kind of, you know, have to get the rust off a little bit.
Either that, or something you were saying a little earlier about how the cartel guys never find out who he is. Make him a freaking myth or a legend or some shit. And like where he doesn't miss a single arrow, like where he's just kills so many people and not just in his underground bunkers, but like go in on the cartels or something. And where that way everybody is just like scared shitless. And it's like a ghost is coming after them or something. Like,
yeah,
like
right.
do something like that, that maybe doesn't fit the character, but at least it's an idea.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. I think it would have been better actually had he went into their compound in Mexico and drilled everyone instead of them all coming to his house.
Right.
You know, like that was just weird.
Oh,
and like the
God.
Fact that we don't even get a Colonel Troutman picture, like a framed photo on the wall, or like the Baker team, his team from Vietnam.
Yeah.
God.
See, shit like that, it lends to the fact that this script, it had to have just been a generic script.
It had to have been.
Yeah,
they
turned
it had
into
to
this.
Have been.
Yeah. You can't not have any of those connections. It's ridiculous. You know, one other thing I wanted to mention, then we'll see if you have any other final thoughts about this movie as we start wrapping it up. because I'm out of puzzle pieces. But what one line I wrote down, because I actually had to pull my phone out and write it down right there in the movie theater, because I was laughing so hard. After the girl dies, her grandma says, "I will be sad until I die. I feel like my heart has been cut out." And then Rambo says, "Yeah."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like when he says that. No, I was okay with
that. It's in character a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, at least that was the, like, kind of like what Rambo would say.
Yeah.
You know, like, his voiceover at the end was so far gone that, like, the fact that in that moment he was just like, "Yeah." Like, I was like, "Oh, okay, cool." You know, because here's the other thing, coming from a diehard Rambo fan, mm-hmm. like, another reason why this movie just felt kind of weird was because he didn't really feel and sound like an old Rambo. Like, it felt, I know it's Sly and he's the character and he should know more than anyone, who the fuck am I, but it still was like, it didn't really, like, there was one moment when they're in the kitchen and she's talking about how she wants to go see her dad, and the mom is yelling at her, "You don't want to do that. He's a mean guy," whatever. And it, like, cuts to Rambo and he's kind of standing there and he's kind of, his eyes are kind of, he can't really look at her and he's kind of darting around the room, his eyes. And I was, that one shot right there, I was like, "Oh, that's kind of like Rambo. Okay, that's cool." He's sitting there like he can't, you know, I don't, it's hard to explain, but like, in general, the whole movie, he did not feel like Rambo. He just felt like an old, mean bastard.
And I think that speaks to this being rushed. I think it speaks to it coming from a generic action script and then being rushed together. And they didn't stop to ever really consider what, you know, a new Rambo movie with, how old is he? Is he 80? Is he 70?
He's 70-something. I think he's 74.
Yeah. Yeah, so a 74-year-old Rambo, what it should be, because they definitely didn't take any time to think about that or put that into what the story would end up.
And I really don't know how you put a scene in the very opening of him in his tunnels having flashback PTSD, and then you never go back to that ever again, and things are blowing up everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
How does that happen?
He was in the zone, man. Yeah.
And can I just say, like, after watching all the Rambo movies again, like, the 20-year age gap between 88 and 2008 of between 3 and 4, I have to say, he still looks pretty good in number 4, but the 11 years that gap between 4 and 5, man, it's a big jump. I'm telling you, when you watch him back to back to back to back to back the way I just did, man, he looks old as shit in this new one. It's kind of sad.
It's all in the face. Like, it's all in the face. It sucks, you know?
You know what would have been cool? You know what would have been cool? And I just thought of this when I watched all of them again. Like, do you remember Rambo 3 at all?
Not really.
There's this little annoying kid in Afghanistan who, like, loves Rambo and they have a connection, and he follows him on the mission, he gets injured, and Rambo saves him and brings him back, and like, Rambo ends up ripping his necklace off, his necklace that Cobao gave him in Rambo 2 that means so much to him. He rips it off and gives it to the kid. Okay. Yeah. So it's a moment I've always hated, because that necklace is awesome, but he gives it to the kid. Now, you know what would have been awesome instead of whatever this, you know, mess we got? Instead, what if that kid grew up to be like some like terrorist leader of like ISIS, and like, and like the government like knows the kid's history and the fact that he had this emotional connection with Rambo on this mission in the 80s, and they recruit Rambo to go in because he has this emotional connection with this kid. Oh, that would have been awesome.
I love it. He lived this life of war.
And then you could have had the kid wearing the necklace.
Yeah, he lives this life of violence and war, and then it's that friendship, that connection, that
saves
the day in this one.
Oh, that would have been good.
Oh,
but you know what? Listen, I'm okay with the ridiculous plot and I'm okay with all of it. If you would have just given me some throwbacks, some more throwbacks, you would have given me a headband and some Colonel Troutman love. And I don't know, dude. I think this would have this movie could have been saved. It could have been saved. But instead, it's just a total fucking piece of shit. It's
we don't do star ratings on this show, but I am curious what you would give it out of five.
Out of five?
Yeah.
I would give it probably 1.5.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, listen, right. When you love a character so much, even if the movie is shit, it's still the fanboy inside of you is still super excited to see this beloved character on the big screen again.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Sure. Like Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is probably the best thing to compare this to because that movie is such trash. Yet, like, how excited were you going to see that?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? And like, I've given that movie a couple chances and it's just so bad. And like this movie I've given a couple chances. I wouldn't say it's as bad as Crystal Skull because Crystal Skull to me is like unwatchable. At least in this, we've got some good violence. We got Rambo fucking some people up at the end. Right. Where Crystal Skull, you don't even have any redeeming qualities at all. But, you know, there terrible. Is something about seeing like a character that you love, like seeing them on the big screen again, even if it's shit, you know? And so for that, I got to give it, you know, at least I got to see Rambo again. I don't know. God, it just sucked. I'm so sad. Oh, and check this out. At the Rambo marathon that I went to at the Alamo Draft House a couple days ago, which lasted from 3 p.m. to 11:30 p.m., by the way.
Oh,
it was epic.
God.
They gave us all headbands. And so, like, when you like took like piss breaks, you're like at the urinal wearing your headband. And so like there's other guys at the urinal wearing their headbands and they know that you're part of the Rambo marathon. So like literally I was sitting there taking a piss and this guy like turns and starts talking to me like, "Hey man, isn't this great?" And I'm like, "Oh my God." You know, it's like some like weird bloated older dude. Yeah. And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, it's great." I'm like, "Have you seen the new one?" He's like, "Oh yeah, it's not as good, but like the last 20 minutes are great." And I'm like, "Really, dude, really?" So like, I don't know. I guess I think some people actually like the new movie.
You know what? I've seen some people online who enjoy it too. I mean, it's definitely, you know, it's not the kind of thing that people that want any form of substance from a movie are going to enjoy, but you know, I guess if you just want to see somebody fuck some shit up, I guess it's got something for you.
I guess
if nothing else,
right? And I did like when he played that music at the end, like because like that music was very much like Vietnam music, you know.
Sure.
Like that's like music that you would hear on a soundtrack like in Platoon or Apocalypse Now, you know. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Maybe this is what Rambo was jamming out to back in the day, you know?
It was either that or more Cardi B, I imagine. All right, I got one other question to ask you, and then let's wrap this thing up. So assuming that he continues doing this and doing sequels to his classic characters, are there any other movies other than Rambo and Rocky that you would like to see him resurrect?
Yes, I would love to see Gabe Walker back on the screen, which is his character from Cliffhanger. He could be like the old guy who's like flying the helicopter, you know, like he doesn't need to be the guy climbing, but
yeah,
another Cliffhanger would be great.
That does seem like a good option. Definitely.
That would be a good option. Or, you know, I would say either Demolition Man or Cobra. John Spartan or Marion Cobretti.
I could see them doing like some kind of reboot of Cobra. And
well, he said like he wants to do like a TV series.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what would be the ultimate idea ever? And I actually pitched this to Stallone one time, so I wouldn't be surprised if you'd see it. But it was funny that Stallone, he actually didn't like the idea because he's such a narcissist. He couldn't fathom anyone else playing Rambo. But what would be amazing is a Rambo prequel to First Blood. Okay. I'm talking Rambo going to Vietnam with Colonel Troutman and the whole Baker team as a young stud horse, and his entire team getting taken out one by one, and him captured and tortured like the flashbacks in First Blood, and him escaping and just drilling everyone and getting out of there. And then ending with him going across the bridge in the start of First Blood. Now that would be amazing.
They could digitally de-age him, maybe.
I know. And I even okay. So the first time I pitched this to Stallone, he did not like it because he was like, well, I don't know if anyone else would want to see anyone play Rambo. And I was like, dude, you could write it, you could produce it, you could direct it, you could have a hand in it. You know what I mean? And then after I saw Rogue One and I saw Carrie Fisher at the end all digitized, I know it's gotten a lot better since then because I've seen the Irishman trailer and all that. Now it's like becoming an actual thing. But at the time, all I had to go on was Carrie Fisher and Rogue One. And I ran into Stallone again and I was like, dude, have you seen Rogue One? And he was like, no, I haven't. What do you mean? And I'm like, dude, at the end, Carrie Fisher, they make her look young, like 1977 Carrie Fisher. Remember I was telling you about a Rambo prequel? That means you could actually be Rambo. And he like looked at me like I was totally crazy. But anyway.
I love that that conversation is going to happen again sometime in the near future.
I know. See, listen, I see him every now and then, you know, and how am I going to talk to him about Last Blood? And I'm going to have to be honest. I can't just be like, dude, that was awesome. I can't. Yeah. I can't. I got to let him know how I feel. This was totally ridiculous. And he ruined it now because Rambo 4 ended with him walking home to his ranch in Arizona, like the first time coming back to U.S. soil since First Blood, and he's at peace. Rambo's at peace, and he's coming home. What a way to end it, dude. And now you just ruined everything. So now you got to make another one. What I'll tell him.
make a whole movie of him just rebuilding all his land and his tunnels. I mean, that could be good.
No.
Well, hopefully this podcast was good practice for when you do have that conversation.
Yeah, it is. At least I'm getting it out, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
The whole thing, well, it just makes me sad. I'm sad. I'm sad.
I know.
You know?
I know. But like you said, sometimes it is just nice to see these people on the screen.
Even
if it's, you know, awful.
And yeah, and like, you know, I'll say the same thing about remakes. You know, like, I don't know where you stand on remakes. You know, some are good, some are bad, some are totally unnecessary, some are actually a little dated, and it's kind of cool to see a new version. But when it comes to remakes, like, say it's a beloved movie that you love, you know, it's like, well, why are you remaking it? Oh my god, it's perfect the way it is. Don't remake it. However, there's a flip side of that coin where it's like, oh my god, I love that movie so much. It's kind of cool to see a new version of it.
Exactly.
You know, and that's how I feel about like this like old ass sequel of this old ass character. It's like, well, it's kind of cool seeing Rambo again. So, I mean, even though it's bad, I'm still going to buy it when it comes out, and I'm still going to put it in and watch it, you know.
Hey, you know, the ultimate silver lining, you got to see all of the Rambo movies back to back in the theater last week.
That was a once in a lifetime experience and I will never forget it.
There you
go. I wish I was a little bit more prepared because I would have brought my Rambo action figures. I would have brought my Rambo blanket. I would have made a whole like scene out of the thing because everyone there was like, you know, the only people going to a Rambo marathon for 8.5 hours are diehard fans, you know? So I should have done that. I was not prepared. I just went in my Rambo shirt.
Well, I'm sure you did us all proud.
Yeah, it was fun though. It was funny that we got headbands and the guy doesn't even wear a freaking headband in the new movie. Like, that should be the number one red flag. Yeah. You know, like, dude, like, just wrap it around your arm or something, or like something.
That's what you're gonna have to ask him when you see
him. Because listen, I do follow Stallone on social media, of course. I do go through his comments every now and then, and I do see sometimes when he will respond to people. And I remember someone wrote on there like, oh, where's Rambo's long hair? And like Stallone wrote like, oh, well, sometimes people change. It's like, oh, okay. People change, I guess. They cut their hair. But I mean, Rambo always fucking puts on a headband when he goes into battle.
Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I had a lot of fun watching it. I enjoyed it more the second time I saw it, knowing what it was. Like, the first time I was just like, I kept wanting to like it and wanting to like it. And I kept giving it another chance. And I kept being like, well, maybe like the last 20 minutes will like save it. And you know what? You would think to a lot of people that last 20 minutes probably does save it for a lot of people, but not for me. I feel like that last 20 minutes is totally ridiculous, way overkill. And just, it's like a lot of gratuitous violence. That's just like unnecessary. I don't know. It's just a very bizarre and weird movie to put the Rambo name on. That's all.
Well, other than seeing all of the Rambos in the theater, as well as at home and seeing this one twice, what's another movie you saw recently that you'd like to recommend?
Well, it came out earlier this year, but one movie I really enjoyed that I think is now on demand is Brightburn.
I still haven't seen that.
I really, really enjoyed Brightburn a lot. I love the simplicity of it. I love, like, there's only a few characters, and it's on, like, a farm, and it's pretty violent, and and it's got that R rating, and it's, like, it's worth checking out. It's good. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Right on. Yeah, I can't believe you haven't seen that. I know. I wanted to see it in theaters. I missed it, and then I missed it again, and then finally I gave up on
it. Oh, dude, it's great. You would love it. You would dig it.
I'm going to have to watch it sometime soon. Well, right on, man. I'm glad to finally get you on the podcast. Yeah, why don't you tell people where they could find your stuff, your work?
Well, if they go to your website and they check out, is Drillex on there? Probably not.
No, because I think you had only had it on Facebook.
Okay.
Or Instagram. Yeah, send me that.
Yeah. But hey, yeah, check out The Hoarder. You could see a little short that I wrote and directed that you scored.
Hell yeah, man.
And I'm very happy to tell you that The Last October has now taken on a mind of its own, and we are full steam ahead with that. But we will catch up on that on the side.
Beautiful, man. Well, I'm glad to finally have you on, and we'll see what happens with another Stallone movie we'll have to get you back for.
Yeah. And next time I run into Sly, I'm gonna have to give him a piece of my mind, because this sequel is just not, it's just not an okay way to finish it. And he totally acts as if it's like the finale, and it's just like the worst finale ever to a beloved series. So yeah.
We're counting on you, man.
Yeah, I'm going to see what I could do. I mean, hey, I got this one made.
Welcome to the world's first podcast. Well, the first one they've done. Gas Money Pictures presents Filmmakers On, a podcast for filmmakers by filmmakers about the ever-changing media landscape. Each Thursday, hosts Jay Horton and Sean Alden Reed speak to a media insider about their journey through the industry and how to survive without going crazy. Segments like What Are You Watching?, Media Roundup, and It's Your Turn give Jay and Sean the opportunity to do their favorite thing, discuss what's going on in movies, TV, and media, and mainly disagree. Filmmakers On is available on your favorite podcasting app or at www.filmmakerson.com. And check them out on social media at Filmmakers On. All right, so I hope you enjoyed that conversation about Rambo Last Blood. I know we kind of strayed from the usual format a little bit, but it was definitely fun for us to talk about. And it's just fun to have Dave Mikor on the show. We go back a long time. One of the first short films I ever did music for was one of Dave's. And we've worked on a few things over the years. We went to Sundance together a few years back. Well, God, that was like 10 years ago. What am I talking about? A few years. Fun conversation. If you enjoy Piecing It Together, you can follow us on social media at Piecing Pod. Join the Facebook group Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces. You can subscribe to us on whatever podcast app you enjoy to listen to podcasts on. And if you happen to use Apple Podcasts, you can rate and review us 5 stars. That would be incredible if you did that. We also have a Patreon.
patreon.com/piecingpod. Just starting to get it set up now. I've got some really great bonus content coming your way. So go check that out. And I think that does it for today. We have episodes coming up next week on Yesterday and Ad Astra. And then Joker comes out next week on my birthday. So I'm sure we'll be doing an episode on that. And joining the always wonderful discourse around the Joker that has been happening on the internet for the last 6 months. And sarcasm right there. But, yeah, that does it for today. Let's leave you guys with a piece of music, as we always do. What's a good one we've got to play for you guys today? What's a good Rambo-esque piece of music? All right, I think this track, it's called Home. It's from my free album, Like Ashes, that came out a couple years ago. And you can get that, like I said, for free on my Bandcamp profile. And I think this would fit with a Rambo kind of theme for some scene of him at his Arizona ranch, filled with regret and rocking on that rocking chair. Always going to be there protecting the only family he's ever had, which is not what happens whatsoever, but we're going to go with it and play you the track Home, and we'll be back with more Piecing It Together next week.
and all points west.